Welcome to the Raf and Raf Rant. I'm Raf.
And I'm Raf.
We're Raf.
Raf Arispo of the Far From Vesuvius podcast. That's Raf Pizarro of Calcio Napoli Club. Just rant about Napoli.
Let's go for it.
We're going to rant. We're going to match report. We're going to talk about the game. We're going to talk about topics. You leave comments and we'll read your comments out. Question.
All right. Quick stats.
Yes. Throw the stats up there. On to a nice little segment that we're going to call the Beast of the Match.
The who is beast in it for the Napoli team. Let's see.
But follow us on Facebook. Rafael Arispo, Raf Pizarro. Twitter at RafaNapoli83. That's me.
CNC USA 26.
I want some feedback to the show. What do you guys want to see? What do you want to see more or less of? This is going to be a show for you guys too. I want a lot of comments.
We want to rant about something. Let us know if you want us to rant about something.
I promise you, we're not going to agree on everything all the time.
We won't.
We're going to yell at each other every now and then.
Come and rant. This is what it's for. We want to give you a space to let loose so you can do it here.
Well, that's going to do it, Ralph. You know, were we boring enough for you?
I don't know. I think we were great.
Let's get to it.
And benvenuti, fellas and bellas all over the world. Welcome to another episode of the Raf and Raf Show. I am Raf Pizarro, your host. Join with me, Rafa Rispo in the house. Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Happy
welcome,
Scudetto welcome. Day, everybody. Happy Scudetto Day. Happy 10 Maggio. Happy 10 Maggio.
That's right. That's right. Hold on.
Do you hear this thing?
34 anni today. 34 anni.
That's right. Today was the day, guys. That
today is the official anniversary that we will be celebrating next weekend. We will be We will be having a next week's program will be the giveaway results. We'll announce the winner of the Maradona jersey. This is a bootleg version of what we're giving away. It's one that can fit me.
It's but the eBay I had version. To wear.
Yeah, it's the eBay version. It's a little bit worn, but it's okay because, you know, I got to represent today. Got to represent.
Right.
Right. I like your jersey.
Thank you. This is the 98. Got this one. I got this one in the Nike store, in Napoli.
Right.
When I went to Napoli that year, I told my uncle, I was like, Zio, please. I didn't have any Napoli jerseys at the time, Ralph. I was like, Zio, please. I want a jersey. Can we go get one? And luckily at the time, Nike was their sponsor. There was a Nike store. I think we were near, I'm going to say Vomero.
Okay.
We were near there. And and I got it. And I love it. It's very unique blue compared to some of the other blues for the jersey, I feel like. But
it is a unique blue.
Yeah.
Vomero is where, I mentioned this last week, Vomero is where my Zia Luisa lives. Oh. And segueing into my Zia Luisa, I would like to introduce our guest this week. It is none other than YouTube Soflo Luca.
YouTube sensation.
A.K.A. YouTube sensation. Soflo Luca. A.K.A. Gianluca Meluzis. A.K.A. Luca. A.K.A. Cousin Luke.
Ciao, Gianluca.
Ciao a tutti.
Ciao, thanks for having me, guys. Big
pleasure. Oh, man. What's up?
Big fan.
I know you are. Thanks for coming in.
Like your shirt too. I feel like we're all dressed for the occasion today, aren't we? You
know? Sempre Forza Italia.
Sempre Forza Italia. That.
Yeah.
Italia, la nostra Maradona, la Napoli ti amo, però Italia, la nostra patria.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Hello, boys. Hello to the chat. Let's get everybody involved.
Hello, boys.
Daniel, is this
ciao, Daniele. Ciao.
Daniel, is this a cousin or a brother?
This is Gianluca's brother, my cousin.
Welcome. Hello,
it's a family affair. It's a family affair.
Yeah, we're all family here, guys. Philip said, I wore that shirt yesterday. Nice.
Now, which Raf? Which Raf?
Shirt?
Because, you know, there's two Rafs here.
This
so which one?
That one.
Rafael or Rafasu? Which one?
Rafa destra, Rafa sinistra.
Rafa destra. They're both both fresh. It doesn't matter.
You know.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Except mine's official, Raf. You know.
Good one.
Good one.
I had the white Nike one on. It just
no, I know it did.
The first one.
It's real. I really wanted it. It's really the first one.
Phil says the first one. The first one. Who's the first one?
Okay.
The one on the left. The one on the right. This one. I guess this one. All right.
The one with the beautiful hair, the one with the shiny egg.
Pelato egg. Or
Uca Pelato Partenopeo or the Vicar of Vesuvius? Which
yeah,
one is
which
it?
One? All right, listen. Let's
get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
Cracking. Redemption this weekend, Rafa and Luca. Redemption. You know, we had a post-game show, but we're back here. And Napoli defeats Spezia 4-1. Even Vincenzo Italiano stating, I think he came out to the news saying, Napoli were just too strong and they were unstoppable. And I agree. It was a beautiful game. Luca, did you happen to catch the Spezia game? Let's start. Did you see it or see parts of it?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing Saturday morning. It was great. It was a good game. Great. Beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. You know, I watched some other leagues and it's still gray and cold and rainy. Then you turn on Serie A, it's just beautiful out.
Right.
In England, it was snowing in the midweek for the Champions League. Remember that?
Yeah,
they
wore gloves. Same thing in France. I mean, look, it's just
Luke. A lot of times, and you know this. I reference the weather in a lot of situations. The weather is it's another excuse, but at the same time, it's a very big factor in gameplay. You know what I mean?
Like I agree.
You know, it's slippery conditions and stuff like that. It's like, you know, you're right. At Spezia, it couldn't have been more perfect weather. Yeah. Napoli gets off to the lead with Zielinski. And I really want to talk about that real quick because I'm going to talk about Zielinski's goal. But how amazing was Di Lorenzo in his role in that goal?
Yes.
The lob cross, like upfield, all the way upfield. Mm-hmm. Finding Osimhen perfectly. Osimhen holding the ball up, getting the ball to
Politano.
To Politano who found
Dilo.
Because basically Di Lorenzo booted the ball up and then ran and like just you saw him sprinting all the way up as if you know, like, practiced this.
Yeah.
This is definitely practiced on the training.
Like the Carabinieri was running.
He was running from the Carabinieri, He committed some crime.
He stole
But no, he made it all the way back up, and then Politano finds him to get to to get to Zielinski open, wide open, who just makes it 1-0, and for me, that was like the goal of the match.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, even the third goal looked like something they trained, you know, that little flick to Victor. Yeah, that was
the free kick. Oh yeah,
The Insigne
from Insigne. I'm 100% certain. Well, not certain, but I'm 100% confident that was a set play because if you look, Insigne was like a little lax, his hands by his side, kind of looking at the ref. He looked like, I'll take my time. But once the ref blew the whistle, Insigne kicked it. I think he still had his hands on his hips. He just flicked it up, and Osimhen ran right to the spot that the ball was going
to
drop.
Right.
Has to be worked out because as soon as the whistle blew, Osimhen ran. And it's like, okay, Insigne had to have told him, yo, as soon as the whistle blows, runs. I'm going
to
hit that
spot.
That ball's
going
to get hit once it runs. And, you know, onside. Alone. It was just amazing. I was beautiful.
He appeared to that spot.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's what it looked
he was
like
Nightcrawler. Like, you know, like beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
And
it
then,
really was.
And then obviously, you know, we skipped over the second goal, Osimhen's goal. You know,
sorry,
No, that's okay. No, that's okay. The way Zielinski found Osimhen. You know, we talked about it. We got to try to find these guys better. You know, Jonathan, what's up?
What's going on, Jonathan?
How you doing, brother? Phillies fan. Can't believe it. Can't believe it. Phillies fan from South.
From
Sunderland?
England.
Yeah.
Go
don't
figure.
Ask me how.
Out of all teams, Jonathan. Jeez.
Don't ask me how.
Could have been a Yankee fan.
Well, no, he tagged me on why. It's the similarities between them and his English team. But anyway.
Yeah, I see it.
You know, and then
the English
then
don't want to be associated with Yankees. I think that's really
good. No, you're right. They don't. No, you're right. They don't. Neither do I. I'm a Mets fan. So anyway.
Sorry. Go on.
But no, back but then let's talk about the fourth goal because Luke, I don't know if you and I don't remember if you and I spoke about this goal privately. Because, guys, listen, Luca and I, first cousins, we talk all the time about Serie A, Napoli, everything. We talk about every, I mean, all the time, everything. This is my partner in crime with the hair salon and the barbershop. And we're not only are we cousins, we're brothers. Me, him, and Dan, we're brothers.
Nice.
So all we do is talk calcio. And him and I, and I don't remember, Lukey, if we talked about this off the air, but watch the fourth goal. I want everybody here that's on watching, taped, live, whatever. I want everybody to watch the fourth goal and watch Gattuso point Mario Rui to Victor and yell, literally yell, Victor! Boom, Mario Rui sends the ball up to Victor Osimhen. Osimhen finds his room, takes his run, and then unselfishly finds Chucky Lozano.
Lozano.
Who puts the ball in the net, where he could have gone for his hat trick. He absolutely could have. Now, the shot might, you know, he was covered, so, you know, he could have tried for it or what have you, to go for the glory. But instead, he used his head as a 21-year-old young man who who's never even scored a brace with Napoli. This was his first brace. Instead of choosing to take the hat trick, got the ball to Lozano to seal the deal. I mean, I couldn't have been more proud of this team when I saw that. But go back to the beginning. Mario Rui has the ball in the midfield and sees Victor Osimhen and yells to Mario Rui, Victor! And points. And boom, he finds Victor Osimhen and it produces a goal. So everybody out there talking about the tactics, talking about the crap, I don't want to hear it. Second in goals scored in the league. I don't want to hear it. One goal behind Atalanta.
Sorry.
Don't want to hear it. Because look at that fourth goal, and that's all I have to say. Don't have to say anything about it.
No, it was great. I agree.
Which, you know, and, you know, is, and it's not like Gattuso still at the sideline. Doesn't look satisfied until the whistle blows.
Yeah.
This guy, he's pushing you till the end, you know, and Ozinam gives him a little bit of dap on the sideline.
Right.
All these things count, guys. I might have seen
a smile cracked after that one. I think that one was Forza Peter. What's up, Christopher? Too. I saw Christopher in here.
Yeah.
Fran, what's going on, man?
And Francesco, welcome.
I can guarantee you that Gattuso was pretty proud of that one because that was orchestrated by him. He literally told Mario Rui, yo, Victor's ready. Get him.
Oh, yeah. Like Christopher Strada has. Look at all three uniforms you guys have on. It's today Jersey Day. It became Jersey Day, I feel like.
It became, yeah. It did.
It started off gray polo shirt day, but then, you know, Rafa put on his. We saw Gianluca put on his, and then it turned into a
Jersey Day.
To like throwback Monday.
Well, Luca's not a throwback. Luca's is a t-shirt that's now.
It's
all good. It's all good.
The Spezia goal. What do you guys think about the Spezia goal? I saw a little error with our captain fall asleep a little bit on defense.
Yeah, but he's not supposed to be on defense. Yeah,
No, he's not. But he still made the effort to get on defense, right? If you're there, you got to show up.
And yeah, but the dude is 5'0". He's 5'0", and my man behind him was able to get the height.
But
he didn't even know
he was behind him. That's the thing.
Listen, and this is what I said on the post match. I don't know if you saw the post match.
No, I didn't see that one.
Who cares?
No. It just would have been nice. No, I know. Would have been nice.
I know. But we're now.
Especially really doing it to deserve a goal. You know what I mean? They didn't really.
No, they didn't. And Meta. Yeah. I don't even fault Meta. Some people were trying to give that.
I agree.
You know, and he made the initial save.
Like,
I know how you feel, Luca. I know how you feel, Luca, about Meta. You feel even worse than I do. I was giving him credit. You had given him no credit.
Really,
but at the same time, Luca's not a Medet guy.
Let him elaborate. I want to hear this. You know, this is a little drama. But what is it about Loretta you don't like? Hey, you could be honest here. We still love you. Still family.
No, I just don't think he's ready for a big club. I still think he needs a little bit more time to develop. And I don't want him at Napoli to developing. We don't need that. You know, okay. Especially when you have Ospina on the bench. I mean,
yeah, but that guy, he looked like a bone is going to pop out his body any minute. You make a save, you make it this, something's going to break, his arm's going to fall off.
Bermetta makes no saves.
Makes no saves? I mean,
I'm gonna go the other way and as of late say that he's been doing okay. And
I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin as Dewey. Of
late, couple games.
Yeah, yeah. True. Okay.
Who cares?
Last few games, yeah, I agree. He's done okay.
Okay.
The goal against Cagliari, I don't know, it was a little soft, but
yeah.
Well, I mean, when your defender keeps botching his mark,
mm-hmm.
It's gonna happen. But listen, I'm an ex-gold. Ralph knows it. I mean, you're the last line of defense. Your defense is gonna make mistakes sometimes. That's when you have to show up. That's when you get. Show up. You got to work. Now that's your job.
I was a hockey goalie, a little different. But don't they say your goalie's only as good as your defense sometimes? Don't they say that?
Sometimes. Kind of, I agree. Sometimes. But when you get that call, when it's your time to shine, right. You have to show up.
I think
it wasn't that hard. Although
against Cagliari, Medet really kept us in the game. He made a couple of really good saves.
Yeah, no. I'm not criticizing. Yeah. I'm just saying the goal itself was a little.
Yeah.
Soft.
Yeah. Whatever.
Oh. Okay.
Who cares?
All right. All right. Who cares?
At the end of the day, it came at.
Juve Merda. Who cares? I mean, like,
yeah, exactly.
Hey, listen.
Hold on. Now,
calma.
Yeah, triggered him.
Listen, a little bit of a background for Luca, right? Luca, yeah. Listen, I was supposed to kind of introduce you. I want you to give us what you're about. You have to tell us what you're about. You know, I know the story. I'm not going to say it. You tell us what you're about. What's your deal? What's your deal, bro?
Look, I was born in center of Naples. I was born right next to La Ferrovia, which is the train station in downtown Naples. So I'm a big, that's where I'm from. I'm Naples all day long. But living and growing up in the States, I've appreciated my country. So I'm country first all the time. Mm-hmm. Napoli second. I know people that are the other way around completely, but that's not me. You know, okay. Italy first, Napoli second. So okay, I'm sorry, Ralph, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go.
No, I was just saying, I enjoy our league. I enjoy all the teams in it. When they go outside of Italy, I'm even more of a fan. It doesn't matter if it's Juve, Milan. The only team I'm a little is Lazio. I'm not too. But, a little racist on the toes sometimes gets on my nerve. But, But nevertheless, I pretty much go for anything Italy, outside of Italy, and then inside Italy, I root for Naples first, but I do love watching Juve. I love the champions they have. Mm-hmm. Milan, Inter, Atalanta, Roma. I love Roma. Palermo, Parma, Udine. And I just love these teams. I love the players that they have, even though some are not Italian. But I enjoy the talent that our league has. So I'm not a typical Napoli fan, but I do. That's my favorite team, though.
Daniele Maluzis.
He's throwing you under the bus here.
I know.
You don't like
him? Because I'm not him.
Three exclamation points, not even one.
There couldn't be two different brothers I've ever met in my entire life. There couldn't be. Now I'm about to bury Luca. I'm about to bury you, bro. You come on this rant, I bury you. This guy, when Juve loses the Champions League final, it's like Italia lost the World Cup final.
I agree.
Okay? So this is the, I agree. This is the, cause him and I had a conversation before we came on earlier today. And he asked me, well, Ralph, what's the difference between you and me then? Because you're telling me because Daniele, he doesn't like anybody else, anything else, but Napoli. Outside of Napoli, you can't ask him any questions because he really doesn't know. And he just doesn't care. Me, I'm very Serie A knowledgeable. I'm very outside of Italy knowledgeable. We know our thing. You know what I'm saying? We know our stuff, Luca and I. That's why we can relate a little bit better in calcio. So Luca asked me, well, what's the difference then? What are our differences? I said, well, I don't hurt when teams outside of Italy are eliminated from Europe. It doesn't bother me the way it bothers you. For Luke, it's like
it kills me.
It's like Italia in 2002. It's like Italia in 2002.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Italia in 94, the World Cup final. You know, like the last World penalty Cup. Kick. Yeah, right, it was like the last World Cup where we didn't make it. So that's the difference, because he's so Italian centric that outside of, you know, I can't possibly cheer for another team in the same competition that we were in. I can't. But I do tell him that I'd rather see Italian teams win in Europe than other leagues, except for Juventus. 100% except for Juventus. Never Juventus. It would have been more beneficial if Juve had beat Milan this week for us, because of the fact that Milan play Atalanta at the end of the season, where there's another chance that they could drop points. You know what I mean? But at the same time, who cares? Because Juve is in fifth. I don't care. Like, as long as Juve lose, I'm good. Outside of Italy, in Europe, it doesn't matter to me. If they win, it's great. If not, I was going for United against Roma, and Luke was hurt about this. I was going for United against Roma because Cavani is still – well, listen, Cavani's still my favorite player outside of Napoli. Cavani, for me, I love the guy.
He resigned, by the way. He resigned today.
With Manchester?
Yeah, he's resigned for the season.
I thought he would.
Yeah, so we can put the Boca Junior conversation to bed.
He'll go there again. He'll go. I think he'll go. Not this season, obviously.
Yeah.
But he'll end up finishing his career in South America. I believe it. I do believe it.
Could happen. See what happens. Why not?
But anyway, that's the story about Luke and I. So we get into it big time. He's called me fake Italian before. It's no sweat off my back.
Them fighting words.
It's no sweat off my back. Here you go. Italia. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. He knows how I feel about the Italian national team. And that's why he doesn't understand where I'm coming from, and I don't understand where he's coming from. But I try to tell him the national team is what does it for me. Once these guys like Chiellini, Bonucci, Chiesa, once they put on Azzurri for Italia, then I'm all for you, bro. All for you. But not when you're wearing black.
Francesco, really, dude?
No. You can't do it.
This chat is hard body. This is hard body, bro. Can't support any other club. Pianese Armando. Not in Europe, not in world.
Wow, Armando, you see, I'm in the wrong spot.
No, he's in the wrong. He's it's the funniest thing because in the family of all the cousins, he's the only one that was besides Elena and Nicola, because they're born and they're still there, but Luca's the only American. You know, Luca's the only cousin that migrated to America. That actually migrated to America. He's the only other cousin that was born there, and everyone else was born here. And most the big soccer heads of our cousins are only Napoli, and that's it. So
true.
I'm gonna put a question on here, guys. It's from Jonathan. Lads, what's your views on that tweet that all Serie A fans should be united and should want our rival teams to do well? If EPL or La Liga fans say anything bad about Italian football.
It came from a Juventus fan and a one that supports the United States national team and just doesn't get it. I don't think he gets it, man. Like he doesn't understand what a rivalry is in football. Roma teams will never cheer for Lazio in Europe.
Nope.
Same with Lazio Roma, same with Milan Inter, same with Juve Torino. Mm-hmm. Verona Hellas, it's Chievo Hellas, it's not going to happen. There's these big rivalries that Juve Inter, they're never going to cheer for each other.
Especially in Italy. Happen. Maybe you can see a little bit of leniency out here in the States and in other countries, but in Italy, it's not just a team or just a game. This is very much embedded into their lives, into their culture.
Yes.
Very much a pride thing. And it goes, it's deep rooted. It's deep rooted.
It really is.
So I get what you're saying. I mean, listen, I'm a little bit with Luca. Like, I try not to root against the Italian teams. And my logic is that them winning benefits Napoli in the long run. And
it benefits the whole league.
I have to acknowledge that, because here's the deal. As the league grows, Napoli grows with it. And maybe an exception will be made for Juve. And it's not like I even have a beef so much with Juve. I just like some of the comments that I hear compared to like other teams from fans. It's a little bit more personal than it is banter. And that's the one thing I'm not cool with, you know. But as far as rooting for teams, if it's going to help Napoli at the end of the day, I'll kind of cheer it on. That doesn't mean I'm going to be waving a Milan flag or anything like that. But, yes, I want Serie A to do well because if it does, it's more money, it's better players, it's just more prestige. And at the end of the day, yes, that benefits Napoli. So
Thank you, Rafa.
Kind of a long run, bit of a high road kind of deal. But don't get me wrong, I'm not cheering on, you know, I don't got my pom-poms out and I'm like, yeah, but I do prefer the Napoli teams winning. You know, Juve.
Gotcha, but who doesn't like watching Ibra versus Ronaldo or Lukaku versus Ibra? You know what I mean? Like I want these great players in our league. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy watching them. And it doesn't hurt me who wins. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let's segue into that. Juventus have been warned by the president of the Italian Football Federation, leave the Super League, denounce the Super League, or it's Serie B for you. And I am so, so thankful for that because Milan and Inter have denounced, but Juve is holding on to this for dear life. And I don't understand why. Is it because of the drama of the show that they're filming? You know, the all or nothing that's supposed to come out? I don't know what it is. But
is there something that we don't know? Like, why are they? There's everybody denounced. There's three teams left, right?
It's Juve, Real, Barcelona, and Real Madrid.
What's going on?
But Juve are holding on. Well, so here's the thing. Agnelli was the president of the European Clubs Association. He left that position to go do this. So for him to turn his back on it he'd be nowhere. He'd be irrelevant because UEFA's not taking him back. That organization's not taking him back. You know what I mean? So what's the point in renouncing it? But at the same time, dude, there is nothing left. Like, I don't understand. Everybody's gone. First of all, if you ask me, if you're going to have 12 initial teams and half of it were English teams and they're all out, you don't have I hate to say this. You don't have English teams. You don't have a Super League. I'm sorry. You don't.
Right.
You don't. But you know, the Super League is done. It's done right. And dusted. You know what I mean? We can argue the Coppa Italia from now on. Forget about the Super League. Juve need to figure it out because honestly, and you know what? If they don't and they are excluded from Serie A, then good for them. They deserve it because they're just. They make my skin crawl. You don't understand. Luca, and here's the thing. Luca, when Napoli beats Juve in Serie A, Luca's a big Napoli fan in Serie A. It's Napoli, then it's everybody else. That's fine. So he gets amped up for Napoli. Mm-hmm. But outside, he gives these reasons to like this team, and this team is just unlikable in every sense of the imagination. And Luke, you know, because there are things that piss you off about Juve too. But how do you feel about this? How do you feel about the league excluding Juve from like the federation excluding Juve from Serie A if they don't comply? What do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't agree with it. I still think it's just clickbait. I don't see, you know, there is no Super League. You just want them to denounce it? Is that the goal here? That's all?
I think so.
Yeah, well,
like,
yeah.
You're just trying to bully them? Like, what do you? Yeah. Like, why? What was they going to get you? There is no Super League.
Didn't UEFA ask? Didn't they make some kind of sanctions against some of these teams? Didn't they ask for like an apology letter or some?
Everybody
shit like
else
that?
Has like, been. Yeah, everybody else has been.
Come on.
Quote unquote allowed back to UEFA. I guess.
Come on, yo.
Wait, listen. I'm not sticking up for UEFA in this instance either because it is bullying. I think, but at the same time. These three teams are still trying to fight this cause, and there's nothing left to fight. So what's the point? You know what I mean? What's the point?
I think this comes down to a little bit of ego. You know, this came down to a little bit of, you know, kind of flexing the muscles between everybody to see who can push what. I mean, I feel like almost as if it was somewhat of a bluff that they were just trying to rattle the cages, all these teams. Because look how fast they pulled out, you know. So I wonder if this – a lot of people said this was a bluff, and I'm starting to feel that way a little bit. Luke, if you want to, you know, chime in on that, but it didn't feel like they mentioned it. They pitched the idea. I wonder if they were just trying to like get data back. Because remember, this like you can get information is like the new gold out there. Correct. And were these teams trying to just get information, like or reaction? Like real reaction, real emotionally charged reaction from fans when they said the word Super League and to see what it would do. And I think they got UEFA scared a little bit, believe it or not, because if these top teams do exit, it's going to be somewhat tough for them, you know, as far as marketing their leagues. So I don't see I definitely don't see Juve not being in Serie A. As much as, you know, as much as you hate them or you don't like them, they're still part. They're a big part of Serie A, and I don't see them just going away. Nor do I see Agnelli saying, "Okay, I'll just leave or I'll go to Serie B." I don't believe that one bit. There's a bit of a power struggle going on here, and I don't think we're getting the whole story.
Yeah, I agree.
What say you? What say you, Luca, on all this? Since
I mean, Kaz and I have been battling this for a few weeks. I was a fan of the Super League. I was. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get the financial part of the Super League and mm-hmm. what they were trying. Because this is nothing new. They've been talking about this for years and years and years and years. And even Formula One, they've right. been talking about, you know, breaking off and do some of their own. When something becomes too controlling and when your brand is being controlled by people who are not have invested in your brand, yeah, I get right. that. Sometimes you get a little annoyed and you want to listen, I want a little bit more control of my brand. So mm-hmm. I got the financial part of it, why they wanted to leave and stuff. But mm-hmm. I also didn't care, even if it was when it got, you know, when it got canceled, I didn't care either way because I still like Champions League. And I,
right.
either way, that wasn't affecting me. The only problem I had with Super League is if it made these teams leave their domestic leagues, then I wasn't for the Super League. But if they got to stay in their domestic league and just start their own Champions League, I really didn't care.
Yeah, but Luke,
I would love to see Liverpool. I would love to see Liverpool and Juve play on a regular basis, or you know, with the five invites. I mean, I didn't care. But if they got canceled, I didn't care. As long as it didn't touch the domestic league, that's all I cared about was the domestic league. That's it.
Yeah, but that's the thing. But
right. I'm go ahead, Rafa. I think right. I think no, I know what you're going to ask. Go ahead.
That's the thing is that this Super League was ready to invest billions of dollars, where each team was going to make like somewhere around $300 million to like to work on the infrastructure, meaning bail them out of debt. That's what that means.
Yeah.
What infrastructure? Everybody has right. a stadium. Everybody right. has a big, you know, player. Everybody has big sponsorship deals. What infrastructure? Yeah. They were going to get right. them out of debt, and they were going to have them like these guys wanted to continue in the domestic leagues, yeah. but they were going to be given this extra money to make them stronger to where it's even harder to compete against them in the domestic leagues. Now they're going to run away with Serie A. They're going to run away with the English league. And then they're not even going to have the decency to play against you in the Champions League, to give you a chance to beat them in the Champions League. Juve had lost to Porto, Lyon, and freaking Ajax 3 years in a row with Ronaldo. And they have the balls to come out and say, oh, we're better than all those teams.
Right.
No, you're not. No, you're not. But now you want to give me all this money to compete against Salernitana, Juve Salernitana, where Juve have $600 million to chill it, and Salernitana's coming in, and you know what I mean? I'm just – that's the reason why.
I got what you mean, but I also saw the value of it on the owner's side. I got what they were trying to do. No one wants control of their brand.
But listen,
no,
you
I
said –
I understand that.
Hold on. Now, Luca, you had said that as long as the domestic leagues are not touched, Do you feel that maybe the Super League would have affected, essentially would have affected domestic leagues by taking away some of its prestige by its biggest teams going to the Super League? So don't you think that maybe, like hypothetically, that the construction of a Super League basically trickles down and does have maybe a negative effect on the domestic leagues? Would you still be a little bit pro Super League have something like that happen?
I mean, that's a valid point because they would make Juve even richer than they are, attracting bigger players.
Forget the richer, but like hurting Serie A overall by, because it's not, it wasn't just Juve, it was Inter, it was right. AC Milan.
So, but explain, but Ralph, explain how that would hurt Serie A. Explain.
I it's kind of more like a hypothetical because if all the attention is being funneled into this one Super League, what does that mean for domestic leagues? Now, they didn't necessarily set up a pyramid system. So my thing is if other teams, if there was like a relegation thing, and it's in my opinion also that UEFA, that's kind of the direction they want to take. I think it's almost like they stole their idea or something. I think UEFA wants to go in this direction at some point where there's a Super League where all these different teams from these different leagues all get to qualify. See, that I'm a little bit more cool with, whereas there's some kind
of... But it's the Champions League. That's what we have already.
But do you
we
feel like the do you feel like the Champions League is kind of like a playoff? It feels more like that, doesn't it? A little bit, which is fine.
No, I don't.
Like compared
exactly
to the structure.
I don't think so, bro, because we have the top four teams in each league qualify for the Champions League and the top four leagues in Europe. They're automatically in the group stage. So what are they, you know, they're already qualifying.
True.
You understand? Like, what are you doing? You're just renaming it the Super League and you're giving these teams free reign to be in it, even if they finish in like 19th in their domestic league. Let's just say for argument's sake, Milan finish 8th or 9th in Serie A. They deserve to be Super League? Why? Why do they deserve to be a Super League team? They lose to Chievo. They lose to Salernitana. They lose to Monza. They lose to... But they deserve to be a Super League team. No, it doesn't work like that. Football, say, for 100 years, has been based on merit. You win, you qualify. You win, you qualify. Now, with the Champions League, yeah, it was a little bit more watered down because of the fact that they wanted more teams and TV deals, this and that. But you still had to qualify through performance in domestic leagues. It wasn't, okay, well, you're Juve, so you're in. It wasn't, okay, well, you're Real Madrid, so you're in. And then this year, why don't we have Napoli? Let's do it. Why not, you know? Hey, if they win the Super League, cool. You're not in the Super League next year. Screw Salernitana, of course. We'll get to that.
We're going to talk about that. There's a little bit of banter coming on. Yeah, we're getting warmed up for all the banter that's about to happen. Speaking of banter, but go on, Rafa.
No. I'm just going to finish up. I understand Luca's point about your brand, and you want to look out for your brand. But give me a break. This is the rich crying to be richer. It's not like Lazio saying, yo, man, where's our cut in the Champions League this year? You know, like it's Juve, Milan, Inter. It's Chelsea, Real Madrid, Liverpool, Manchester United, Manchester City. It's these multi-billion-dollar corporations crying to a billionaire in UEFA, to a billionaire in FIFA. And I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad.
No, neither do I. Like, I don't feel bad. It was either way. To me, it didn't matter as long as it didn't disrupt the domestic league too much. Now, Rafa made a point. Yeah, because when you go top heavy on these teams and all the big players are going to want to come, big coaches.
Right.
Right. Salernitana wouldn't have a chance to do anything. But somehow, you know, they would have to work that out because in Formula One is the same way. The smaller teams struggle against the big teams. You have to figure it out. I mean, that's.
Right.
Part of competition and part of being a business. Ralph, you know, we own a small business. There's bigger hair salons. I mean, I can't ask them to pay for us for anything. We have to figure it out. We can't cry because they're bigger than us. We got to figure it out, you know, how to get bigger. You can't expect to just always have the bigger people, you know, be the richer clubs and richer businesses to help us out. we have to figure it out. You know, at one time they were small too, so. But
I hear that. I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear that.
The question that you asked, Ralph, was that would it water down the Champions League? Remember you had asked that.
Yes.
And I believe it would. It would render the Champions League and render your domestic leagues like just
basically impotent. Like
impotent. It's like for what? Why? Why are we playing a Champions League? So now let's say Juve win the title again, another 9 seasons in a row. They're not going to the Champions League to play for the European Championships. They're going to the Super League to play for the Super League Cup.
Right.
And your champions aren't in the Champions League. Why does that make it the Champions League? The thing that's special about the Champions League is that you're at least having champions of leagues in this tournament. Yeah. And other teams that finish close to the champions are there to try to win the championship of Europe.
Right.
You know? So when Milan wins a Scudetto, you know, let's say Super League kicks off next summer. Napoli's not in the Super League, right? Napoli wins a Scudetto. Oh, the third Scudetto, blah, blah, blah. We go to the Champions League, but we're not in the Super League. We're not in this big grand league that all these quote-unquote champions are in. Like, they want to literally be called the champions of Europe. They wanted to literally take Real Madrid wanted to call themselves 13-time Super League winners. Makes no sense.
I don't know.
Makes no sense. The whole thing made no sense. And I think it was all a joke when even Florentino Perez came out and said, oh, we're going to change the game from 90 minutes to 70 minutes. Get out of here, man.
70
That's
minutes.
Ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's one of the things he said. Oh, we need to change the time of games.
This peewees. Get out of here. Shut up.
I mean, but I'm sorry. No. I'm just saying it got the world's attention. You know, it kind of got us talking.
Right. And you did.
Maybe Wake and FIFA thinking about some things that they could adjust.
Right. Don't you think it was the rattle the cages a little bit? You know what I mean?
For sure.
I think it was.
I think it had something to do with that.
Yeah. The fact that UEFA and FIFA kind of became a good guy out of all this when we know there's a little bit of shady business with that.
Yeah,
we know we know, the American FBI knows that there's a little bit of shadiness out there. That's when you have to start really like questioning things. And, you know, I wasn't necessarily mad at the idea. I was just mad that it was hurting people, that it could have possibly hurt people. And this, again, it felt a little bit more have a nice
Sorry, it's all right.
My dog was looking.
No, it's all right. It was the rattle of the cages, then why are there still three? You know, that I can't answer you. I don't know, Peter. But there is one thing you said I want to put up that Peter said. CL becomes Europa, and Europa kind of becomes a joke. And Europa already is on the brink of kind of a joke, I think, for most teams. That's not my opinion. It's just when I see certain teams, how they approach Europa, and if they get knocked out, nobody really cares. They're like, screw Europa.
It used to be like that.
That's what happens when you put 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the Champions League, Rafa. This is why I was a little mad with UEFA, man. It's just too much. That's, to me, is third and fourth place is not champions, bro. I don't think Napoli are champions if they finish in fourth this year. I'm sorry. It's just how I feel. Hell, they did it. I'll take it because it's what we have.
No, but you're right. Because the Europa League used to be the UEFA Cup. Europa League used to be the UEFA Cup. And the UEFA Cup was literally, Luke, you remember this. The UEFA Cup was literally 2, 3, 4, and 5. You had 4 teams, 2, 3, 4, and 5 went to the UEFA Cup. You know? And that was essentially the Champions League of today. You know, obviously you had the Champions Cup with all the champions in it, but today's Champions League is basically the Europa League now, you know, back then it was. Now, that's why Napoli winning the UEFA Cup in 89 was huge. They beat Juventus in the quarters. They beat Bayern Munich in the semis. They beat Stuttgart in the final. You know what I mean? These are teams that would essentially be in the Champions League.
Well,
and that's why the Copa UEFA was so big for Maradona to win, because it meant something back then. And you know what? They're trying to make it mean something now with entry into the Champions League. Look at Villarreal. Raul Albiol's Villarreal might win the Europa League, thus qualifying for the Champions League, and they're not going to finish top 4. They're guaranteed to not finish top 4. This is their entry into the Champions League. So a team like Villarreal, who's in their first European final ever, should want to win that. You know what I mean? So for people who don't take Europa League seriously, I think it's ridiculous. But that's what the Super League would have done, to Quentin's point. It would have made – no, I'm sorry, to Peter's point. It would have made the Champions League become Europa and the Europa become a joke, for sure, 100%.
Well, guys, let's move on, because we have a little bit of banter that I want to get to, and we're going to have we got some stuff to get to chat involved in. But I kind of want to start with, we saw the recent results from Juve Milan. And you know how the internet wins, and this thing came out.
This is brilliant.
My favorite. I'm sorry, my favorite.
This is absolutely brilliant. There we go. Look at the road to the Champions League, and look at where the Juve Merda is. Now, guys, listen, it's not over yet, but we have the upper hand for sure.
Oh, for sure, man.
We absolutely have the upper hand.
Yeah,
this is absolutely brilliant.
I hope that this doesn't come and bite us back in the butt, Rafa, but this is hilarious.
Love it.
Look what they
it's priceless. It really is.
But
mind you, far from Vesuvius, the podcast Scudetto, Ralph. I predicted Milan Juve 3-0.
Really?
I did.
Oh, so Rafa. I did 3-1.
Yeah, Rafa, why is the Milan bus ahead of the Napoli bus? What's that about?
Well, because they're in third.
I mean, they are kind of ahead of us, yeah. So it's somewhat accurate, right?
we're trailing behind them just a bit. But Milan beat Juve 3-0. It's a good result for us, because just a Milan win would have really kind of hurt us. If in case we tie three ways at the end of the season, but a 3-0 Milan win puts us in second in that three team mini table, and should Atalanta finish in second, we'd finish in fourth. So,
or if
that's if the teams end up tied.
That's it, if we don't blow it against Fiorentina, right, Rafa?
Oh, please, that's another. That's my rant today.
Yeah.
That's my rant today.
Yeah, if anybody caught it on one of the major networks and major commentator, Rafa.
ESPN FC after Milan Juve. Gab Marcotti comes on and says, "Oh, if I were one of these teams, I'd want to play teams that are already on the beach." So, okay, teams that are already on the beach. You got Udinese, you got Fiorentina, you got Verona. By on the beach, we mean nothing to play for. Just kind of coasting to the rest of the season. They're already in off-season mode, right? In almost the same breath, he comes out when he's asked who misses out. He says, "I wouldn't be surprised if Napoli miss out because they have tough competition." Do they really? Juve have to play Sassuolo Wednesday, who are fighting for a Conference League spot. They're only 2 points behind Roma, and they can get that spot. Mm-hmm. They will be tough for Juventus, especially this Juventus. Okay. Then Juve have to play Inter, who have a chance to drop Juve from the Champions League. They're going to take that chance.
For sure.
They're not going to sit and play. That's like another final for them, dudes. That's another final for them, right?
For sure.
Then they have to play 3 days later. They have to play Atalanta in the Coppa Italia final for an actual cup. So that Atalanta want to win more than anything, because in this run of Atalanta's great play, they got to have something to show for it, or it's another Saudi situation. Oh, you only got us to the Champions League, but we didn't lift the trophy. So they're going to go for that that Coppa Italia. And then they have a tough road match against Bologna in the last game of the season. Okay. Meanwhile, Napoli are playing Udinese safe, Fiorentina safe. I know they got Vlahovic, who's out of his mind. We got to stop him. And Verona safe. So he goes, I'd want to be a team who's playing against teams that are on the beach. Milan have to play against Atalanta at the end of the season, who are fighting for something. They have to play against, Torino, who's trying to stay safe. And there was another game. It was another team that's trying to be safe. I think it's Cagliari. It might be. I'm not 100%. It might be Cagliari.
Probably. I think it was
Milan's
Cagliari.
Milan. Yeah. These are teams. And then you got Lazio. Lazio's playing Roma. Then they have to still play Torino in that makeup game. I mean,
but here's the deal, Rafa. Like, Gab Marcotti, before all of you, I know, like Kevin D said, I hope We need to move to Paramount so I don't have to see that guy anymore. Here's the deal. And here's
the deal.
I don't like him.
I do like him. But what he said was ridiculous.
I watched it, and there was something very specific that he said. Now, before I get to that, I want to just put out the disclaimer, just to play devil's advocate a little bit here. Gab Marcotti was in defense for Napoli almost all season long. He predicted Napoli to quite possibly be one of the winners of the Scudetto. Not only that, there was a moment that he was asked a question by a host and had said that is Juve, Inter Milan basically the three-horse race? And the first thing that came out of his mouth was, why doesn't Napoli get any respect? To me, I became a bigger fan of Gab Marcotti that day. He was like, come on, do this. For what he said yesterday, now here's the thing before he said, Rafa, and nobody's talking about this. The first thing he said before he made the comment about Napoli, he said, Olerio De Laurentiis kept coming out of his mouth. And he kept complaining, kept saying about the fact that if the dog want to come on camera, Luca, no problem. Put him on.
Yeah, we love dogs. Is that Bellina or is that Bella?
We love puppies.
That's Bella.
It's okay. It's Bella. Okay. Bella, tell Bella to come on. Bellina. She's more than welcome. If she can.
Remember that, dude?
Bellina. Bellina. Yeah. Dude, every so time cute. I would yell, when Luca lived up here, every time I'd yell, Bellina, she'd just go, arr! Bellina. Arr!
What kind of dog is it? Let's let the viewers know.
It's a Yorkie.
He has two Yorkies. Yeah, but Baggio's not a teacup, right?
No, he's not a teacup. Yeah, yeah. I named my dog Baggio, by the way.
Yeah, but Bella and Baggio. Yeah.
Sweet, super
beautiful
cute
dogs too. They're very, very good dogs. Very good.
Thank you.
They think who they are though. They're tough.
No. But here's the deal. Gab Marcotti yesterday mentioned specifically about Aurelio De Laurentiis. And the fact that he's being silent with the journal. Yeah.
Yep.
And I think there's a little bit of shade there. I think that's why he's pissed at Napoli, because, I mean, let's face it, they're journalists. And I think he's a little mad at ADL, and I think he's throwing a little shade, and now he wants Napoli to lose in spite of ADL. Because he even said, there's this storm on the top that's going on. What storm?
I'm gonna rant.
What storm?
Do it, Rafa.
ADL has been. I gotta rant because it's pissing me off. The ADL should apologize to Gattuso. Why? He's been supporting him since the whole season. He's never said one bad thing about Gattuso. He has been in support of his team the whole time. What storm? What is he doing to this team? Nothing. He's done nothing but support him. He bought everybody. You know what? I'll tell you what happened between Gattuso. Here's my theory between Gattuso and ADL.
Preach, all right?
Ralph. Yeah,
ADL offered Gattuso. No, because you got to look at – see, if you – and I'm with Luke about the clickbait shit because there's tons of it. And I'm sick of it, okay? And you got to, like, swim through this merda before you can actually get to a fact, okay? True. Here's the deal. Gattuso, number one, offered – he gave a contract to Gattuso. ADL gave a contract to Gattuso. All right? Fact. So saying that he doesn't want him there is bullshit. Gattuso turned down the contract. And he said specifically there were certain clauses that he didn't like. Fast forward a couple months or a month or two later, ADL said publicly, if Napoli could make the top four or win Europa League, the contract is there ready for Gattuso to sign at the end of the season. Okay? How is that not supporting him? And I'll tell you what happened. This is my theory. This is my little conspiracy theory. ADL probably put a clause in that contract to say, I will pay you X dollars if you don't qualify for Champions or don't win the Europa League, but I will pay you X plus dollars if you do one of those two things. And Gattuso was like, no, you're going to pay me a price that I want or else I'm not going to play. Now, this, again, theory, this is opinion, this is a conspiracy theory, but I have a big feeling that there was a clause, because that's what Gattuso said. I don't like one of the clauses. And I'm pretty sure that clause meant that his salary would have been increased if he finishes top four and or wins the Europa League. Gattuso didn't like that clause, said, you know what, I'll just wait till the end of the season to sign this contract, and then I'm guaranteed a higher wage. And if I don't like what I see, I'll just go somewhere else. Because guess whose stock is rising, everybody? Gattuso. People are going to call on him. He ain't there yet, but he's going to be a good coach one day. And another year on this team, he could probably help him out a lot, considering all that went on. And we're not going, again, we're going to have the coach show. If you're a guest, if you're a viewer on the show, you know how we feel. But there was probably that little clause that he didn't like, and it had something to do with the money. And Gattuso was like, no, you're going to pay me this, because he's even complained. Like, I have to put up with all this shit, and I get paid less than most other coaches. Gattuso said that, and he said he didn't like the clause. And the ADL said, if you make the top four or the EL, that the contract will be ready. So in my eyes, that was the clause. That was the clause. It was incentive for Gattuso, but Gattuso didn't like it. He wanted guaranteed money because he's not staying on Napoli for $600,000. He's not, especially when Fiorentina's ringing our doorbell with a $2 million contract, allegedly, because we don't know if that's bullshit either. You know what I'm trying to say? So
it's all alleged. It's all alleged.
We don't know anything.
I'm sorry, we're on a silencio stampa. Nobody knows the truth. When you see, okay, even the most reliable sources like Carlo Avino, who swore that James Rodriguez was going to be on Napoli. And that's why I was so certain he was going to be on Napoli. He didn't end up on Napoli. Then you got Di Marzio and Francesco. What's his name? Romano? Fabrizio Romano. You have Di Marzio and Fabrizio Romano saying, oh, there's a chance that, you know, Fiorentina is going to come in. Gattuso's not going to stay. But once again, yes, they might be reliable sources, but guess what they're a member of? They're a member of the Stampa, in which we are still in silencio. So Gattuso being praised by ADL, I'm telling you right now, if ADL was already had a hand-picked replacement, he would not compliment Gattuso in any kind of sense. And for everybody out there thinking, oh, Gattuso's going to leave, so what does he care about top four? Even if he is resigned to leaving, let's just say he is resigned to leaving. If a manager gets a team that wasn't in the Champions League back to the Champions League, that only helps their CV. Yes,
that's part of his resume. Yeah, of course.
That's part of his resume. That's his job. He still has a job to do. Plus, the whole team loves him. Plus, you could tell he loves the whole team. So I don't even want to entertain. Like, listen, I'm not denying that Spalletti might be the manager next season. I'm not denying that we might go for a bigger manager next season. I'm not denying that Gattuso might be gone. But what I'm saying is, oh, can we finish this season first?
Seriously.
Then we could talk about this. Because the last time this happened was Rafa Benitez, where three matches left, he announced that he signed for Real Madrid and he was leaving. And what happened? In those three matches, we lost the Champions League in the last game of the season with Higuain sailing it over the bar, a penalty kick with 10 minutes left to put us up 3-2. And we ended up losing to Lazio 4-2. So there you go. That's what happens when you start messing with the coaches. And Gab Marcotti's comment about, oh, there's so much at the top. Silencio Stampa, Gattuso, Victor Osimhen, blah, 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 blah. Guess what, Gab Marcotti? Guess what, Gab Marcotti? Guess what? Napoli went on silencio stampa after the 4-2 loss to Atalanta. Since then, Napoli have only lost one match. So when you want to tell me Napoli has a problem with silencio stampa, they're not talking to the journalists. There's a shitstorm in the spogliatoi. It's all lies and it's lazy. And I do like Gab Marcotti. I really do. Gab Marcotti was on Far From Vesuvius. Ken Cioffredi interviewed Gab Marcotti about Napoli when Ancelotti came in, and it was a great success, and he's a great man. But he was very, very lazy yesterday on ESPN.
Yeah,
FC.
That was
very
spite
lazy,
coming
and
out
of Gab. Ticked me off. It ticked me off, man.
That was a lot of spite. Do you want to add into this rant? If you want to yell, make you feel better, put the
please,
dog bark.
Go ahead. Do it.
No. I agree with both you guys in this. So there's nothing for me to.
Yeah. Now I wanted to.
I'm just gonna repeat myself. So you guys are
right. Cool. All
right,
you're with it. Cool.
A few of the comments were good too. So.
Okay. If you like something, call it out. I put it on screen. All right. This way, Luke can show you a little love. No, but here, because I saw this too, Peter Scala. I'm sure ADL talks to other coaches, but that's good. I want an owner who sees who his options are instead of sitting on his hands. Like, yo, right. You got to understand something. You don't wait till June to make moves.
And
you gotta...
ADL doesn't do that, Ralph. ADL doesn't do that. He had Saudi's replacement 3 days after he left. Right. But he had a contract ready for Saudi. He wanted to leave. Right. Okay, I'm bringing in Ancelotti then. Because in April, they talked to Ancelotti. So you can't, maybe he talked to Spalletti. Maybe he talked to Allegri. Maybe he talked to, you know, whoever. But it's still Gattuso's job to take. Now, like you said, Ralph, whether he wants to take it or not, that's up to him. No, I'd rather see him stay, but if he leaves, he leaves. But I'm so tired of hearing he's gone. The relationship is broken. The this, the that. They just want to make news. They have to make news because they're not getting it from Napoli. They're not getting the press conferences. They're not getting all that stuff. What did he say? ADL doesn't wait for his car service. He takes Vespa rides.
Vespa rides.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so there you go.
I want to bring something really quick, and I know we're going to be off topic here, but I do want to bring something up that Michael said. Michael Summerlin. You see that quote? Yeah, put that up there. Finishing six will be a failure. I know we all want to see top four, but you got to view this season in a whole. Let's review the season in a whole, Michael. In December, January, and February, Napoli had everybody injured. You know how many Primavera 2 players were sitting on our bench? Six Primavera 2 players. On the bench for the game against Granada. Okay? And we beat the crap out of them, and they scored two on us, and we couldn't get a goal. Okay? With our B team on the field, we beat the crap out of them, but it just didn't go in. Okay? So I am tired of saying, let's look at this season as a whole, because this season is skewed for everybody. You know who it wasn't skewed for? It wasn't skewed for Inter, who had guess how many injuries? Zero injuries, bro. And they won the Scudetto. Enough said, Michael. That's it. I'm done with it. We could talk about coaches later.
Thanks for showing up, Mike. We appreciate it. Yeah, we appreciate your patronage.
No, stay. I like you, Michael. Stay. But I'm just saying, come on.
Thanks, bro, for amping up Ralph.
Yeah. We love amping up Ralph here. Yeah. So it's good. You know, go ahead.
Has to stay. Yeah. No, I agree. If he gets us the Champions League, why start another project? Leave him alone. Yeah. Give him whatever he needs.
No.
Yeah.
It's a sideways move. Unless we're getting an Allegri, like you said. Giusto, grazie. Unless we're getting Allegri or Klopp or if Mourinho had come in. Or, you know what I mean? No. Spalletti. Let's segue to that real quick. No,
Spalletti, by the way. No, I want to say Spalletti asked for $4 million. That's not happening. It's not happening, boys and girls.
Yo,
ADL. There's another piece of news that came out that, you know, was surrounded by all the other bullshit. ADL wants to cut back on wages. He will not hire a $4 million coach when he can probably get one to do the same job for less than two. It's not happening. It's not happening. Because Saudi 70% ready to come to Napoli, and then no, Roma wants him, and then Roma signs Mourinho. Dude, do you see it? It's like we're being set up to fight. We're being triggered on purpose because they have nothing to write. They have nothing to say. All the analytics in the world is done. They've just got to make shit up now. And you got some old hack in Italy. Oh, I think this guy's going to come. No, he's not. He's not going to come. You don't know anything. Not even Carlo Avino knows. And the guy probably drinks espresso with
But Carlo Avino, he's close to Napoli. But guess what? He's still a member of the press. He's not talking to the press.
Carlo don't know. Nobody knows.
They're not talking to the press. And here's another thing everybody's overlooking. Right?
Right.
The minute
ADL won't even give Insigne $4 million.
No, he won't.
Come on.
He won't.
Think it's happening here.
But listen, here's the deal. Right? The minute Gattuso says, yo, man, the media is killing me. Right?
Yeah.
Listen, guys, right? Remember?
So you guys are killing me.
Right?
Yeah.
Who is the guy to chop the media off? Who is that guy? It's not Gattuso. Gattuso doesn't make that decision. Right? Gattuso doesn't make that decision.
Right. ADL protected his team.
Yeah.
And his coach.
Said, okay, Gennaro. We're not talking to the media. And ever since then, we have our players back. Yeah. Bro, we missed Insigne this game. We missed Koulibaly. We missed Maximovic for a backup just in case. And we were missing Lobotka for a backup just in case. No Ospina. And we didn't start Lozano. And we got the job done. You know what I mean? But it was a minimal loss. You know, right. We were at a maximum loss in January and February, and the press was destroying Gattuso. So guess what? Let's silence the press. And now look, we've only lost one, and that was to Juve.
Right.
We didn't even lose to Inter.
We got our team back.
Look at us in the winter time, and look at us now.
Yeah. Even if we don't make it,
like we competed to the end. You know what I mean? Like, it would be a very big disappointment, but at the same time, we competed to the end, you know? So I'm sorry. I'm just tired of it.
Love it.
I'm tired of it.
Rafa, we got a few more minutes. I want to do this one thing with everybody here in the chat, and now that we got Luca, we got a little bit of banter. So we're going to do a fill-in-the-blank thing. I got two of them here. I want everybody to everybody in the chat to kind of help us out. Lots of fun. We're going to start with which one should I start with, the Pirlo one, Rafa?
Yeah.
Go with the Pirlo one.
Let's start with the Pirlo one. You're talking about coaches, right? Yeah, since we're talking about coaches, fill in the blank, boys and girls. After Juve, Pirlo should blank.
Go.
You should go.
Write another thesis.
I didn't fill in with the word go. I'm just saying go. Let's see the comments.
I wasn't saying go.
So what do you think? You think he should stay or he should go?
I mean, it fits. He should go.
I didn't do it to fill in the blank, but I mean, I think he should go for sure.
Matteo,
stick to winemaking. go to Inter. Manage AC Milan. Okay.
Ah,
oh my
would
goodness.
You take him in it? Would they take him in AC Milan?
Maybe.
No.
Yeah. Feel free to be humorous, guys. It don't have to be serious. Yeah, you know, we're just here.
We do a little trolling. It's called We Do a Little Trolling.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Not that bad.
No. We don't do politics here. I just wanted to use that one.
Oh, wait, I like this one. Go ahead. Keep going. Michael Gerisati.
Be an understudy somewhere, humble up, and make his way up.
Yes.
That was serious.
Is this a new viewer? Is Mikel a new viewer?
I think so. Maybe.
Welcome.
That's real
welcome,
talk.
Mikel. I would love to know how to pronounce that. Gerisati. Is that an I?
That's a J.
No, but there's nothing on my screen. That's a J.
Yeah. Quinn, go back to busking on the street for change.
That's our World Cup winner right there.
All right. Tony Sessa, coach Juve and Serie B. Yes. Good answer.
I love it. Dan.
Dan says, Pilo Shigo Gakane.
Of course.
Pianese wants to start his own coach academy.
Ah, not a bad idea, huh?
He is the maestro, right? So I guess.
I don't know who's going to join us.
Say, guys, pleasures? What?
I think he's referring to him being a new viewer.
Yeah. Oh, pleasure to you, sir.
Pleasure.
Welcome.
Pleasure to you.
You got it right. Nice. You got it right. Good job.
Gerisati. I love
Michael,
it. Is it Italian? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Manage the Phillies. Both a big disappointment.
Michael, really put Michael good. Up. After Juve, Pirlo should.
Malakia. So I'm from Astoria. It makes me like 5% Greek.
It does.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, were you in Astoria when Greece won the Euros?
Yes. 2004? Let me tell you something. That was like when the U.S. won World War II out of Astoria.
Oh, my goodness.
These guys were partying. And hey, I'm not complaining, man, because it was they were happy.
Oh,
these guys were out and about till like 2 a.m. No
that was
joke.
A very good
no, joke. If anybody good. Knows Astoria Park at the time mm-hmm. where you could drive your car down there and it was just pumping, dude, these guys were partying all night long. I noticed a little Greek in your Luca. Are you part Greek, if you don't mind me asking? Or
No, not at all.
No, you said you were born in Napoli. Yeah,
I was born in Naples. I believe we have Spanish ancestors. Argentina, maybe. I'm not sure. But we were all born in Naples, so that's...
Okay, very good.
Right, so melodies.
The S's throw me off. I got one more. We got one more, guys. And then, no, not this one. We got one more, and then we'll cut out. One more fill in the blank.
Do it, Rafa. Do it.
All right. Everybody's going to have fun this one. Fill in the blank. Juve.
My tweet.
Storia di un grande blank.
I know that song, too, by the way.
Yeah, he loves that song.
Do you want to add one in?
He sings that song. When Juve win in Europe, he sends a group text to myself, to Dan, and to Gil.
I sing that song. Roma song. I love the Roma song, too.
Ralph knows who Gil is. Ralph knows who Gil is because Gil played with us in the FIFA tournaments.
Oh,
so
nice.
Ralph knows Gil, Gilberto. Gil
is also.
So myself, Mexicano. My cousin Luca, myself, Luca, Daniel, and Gil, we're all partners in the barbershop. So, you know, they're in their location and I'm in my location, but we have this group chat, and whenever Juve win, he floods our timeline with Italian flags and black and white and Juve, Storia in grande amore, but Juve, Storia di un grande.
Go ahead, Dan. I know he has something to say.
I knew it. Storia di un grande.
Cazzo! I like this one.
Grande,
truffa.
Oh my gosh.
Pasquale went deep. He was just like,
Calciopoli. I love it.
You guys know that Juve fans could care less about Napoli fans, right?
The rivalries
were Inter. Like, they hate Inter fans more than anything in this world. They don't see Napoli fans as like they don't care less.
Nah,
I think it's a one way street.
No.
Really?
Nope. Because when they go Asnore, Luve, Grodia, Storia di Grande, Asnore,
Asnore.
I love it. That's funny. Listen, when Juve fans bring signs to the stadiums like Vesuvio, Lava Sotto Fuoco, Napoli Cholera.
To the Napoli home games when they're playing away or in Torino?
No, in Torino.
In Torino?
I mean, man.
I got you. I mean, that's what all fans do, right, against each other. But on a regular basis, you guys talk about Juve so much where I follow a lot of Juve. They never talk about Napoli. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I'm just follow a few Juve pods. That doesn't mean anything.
No, I mean, YouTubers, they don't really ever talk about it. They talk about Inter all day long. They hate Inter.
No, that's
right?
Fine.
They,
that's not that's just now, rivalry.
2 years, 3 years, whatever. It's always them.
Listen to me. Juve are disgusting. They're disgusting, bro. they're disgusting. This is the team that mocks the Superga tragedy. They can kiss my ass, man. For real. They could kiss my ass. They mock that all the time, and it's not fun. It's not funny. They really
got you.
I'm sorry.
Their fans. A lot of their fans are pretty gross, but
yeah, some of it. I don't. Yeah. You know what? I don't like it when they start with the whole poverty shit. Like some of these guys. Yeah. Like, but like I said, in Italy, it's rooted a little deeper. But when I got some effing hick from the Midwest who's a Juve fan who comes on Twitter and calls me impoverished.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Shut up. But a lot of Juve fans are not even from Torino. You know what I mean? A lot of Juve fans are from the
almost
South.
All Juve fans.
Bunch of sweats. But impoverished. You're from the Midwest.
That's crazy.
One more time. One more time.
Do it right.
Shut up, bitch. Thank you.
Yeah, for real.
Shut up with that shit. Hey, if you're from America, listen, and you talk about my family's economic status in Napoli, you need to shut your mouth. Period. Amen. Just shut up and enjoy the just enjoy the game.
Matteo
and shut
Casale.
Up. You don't know what's going
Matteo
on.
Matteo Casale, all of Torino is Granata. It's true.
Yes, that's true. That's
it's true. True.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's true. Juve fans are from the south, and that's just the way it is. Yeah. Real quick, Ralph, before we go,
yeah.
I do want to ask Luke this question, and then we can go.
Okay.
What are you laughing at, Luke? What me?
That was a comment. Here? Yeah.
Which one? The Juve fan?
that are toxic or almost aborted by their parents.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Jonathan wants to know if the Midwest is a dump or something.
No, not necessarily, but it's like nobody cares about the Midwest much. You know what I'm trying to say? It's
like what would they possibly know about our economic status in Naples?
Yeah,
right.
You know, what do you know?
Like, got love for the Midwest, but it's like
you're just going with
guys.
Some. Yeah, you're just going along with what somebody else said.
You know what is funny? It was like a 26-year-old from the Midwest. I was like, bro, I think you need to read up about Cacioppoli. He's like, I don't want to know anything about your team. I was like, what?
See what I mean?
He thought talking about Napoli. No, I was like,
he plays PlayStation. That's how he's a youth.
Yeah. But you said Poli, so it must be Napoli. You know,
This is what I'm talking about. When I went to WrestleMania 35 at MetLife, right? And I saw a guy walk by me with a Juve Ronaldo jersey. I saw the Ronaldo, right? I yelled at him while he was walking by. I was like, yo, Forza Napoli sempre. He turned around and looked at me like I was like, he was like, what? What are you talking about? Oh, you're just wearing Ronaldo because you're, you know, a fanboy, bandwagon jumper. You have no idea what anything is. Nothing. It's like those LeBron fans. It's the same thing.
Yeah, two things. Out here in South Florida, that's all you see is Ronaldo Juve jerseys, right? That's all I see. Little kids, adults, whatever.
Yo,
you guys, I don't know if you guys, I know we're not going to get political, we're not, but there was something weird on the January 6th Capitol attack. Did you guys ever see that video of the guy smashing the door with a helmet?
Yeah.
He had an Inter jersey on. I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, are you kidding me? Out of all the jerseys to wear, you had to wear that.
Why are you wearing a soccer jersey to a...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To a revolution.
To a revolution. Like, what are you doing, bud? I was so mad. I was like, what a clown.
That's why they didn't do anything.
Florida man.
Florida man.
I thought I was the only one who noticed that. Sorry.
Oh man, I remember we were here, Rafa. We were broadcasting that day.
Oh, dude, we were yelling at each other because of Spezia.
Yeah, because Napoli lost that game. Like, yeah,
I will never
that
forget that day.
Napoli lost.
We're sitting here screaming about Napoli. Meanwhile, our country is going to shit. Right?
Oh man,
and we're like, fucking Spezia.
Yeah,
I'm like, what happened? I leave America. We leave you alone for 25 minutes. And you start a revolution,
Luca.
Bro. That was crazy.
Luca,
hilarious, bro.
So I was home that day, and I told Ali and the kids. I said, "Listen, I gotta go on the phone to do Raff and Raff, but I gotta go in the car." I said, "I'm gonna yell. I'm gonna yell a lot because a lot of fans pissed me off." And it was in Detroit. I took pictures of some guys with a Ronaldo shirt, and I had my Juve Merda scarf. They had no clue what was going on. Yeah, they had no idea. Right.
Who's Murda? Is he a midfielder?
Juve Murda, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, so I went in the car and I yelled at the top of my lungs at the Napoli Spezia result, and it made me feel good. Like I released a lot of anger. It was a time where I finally realized, okay, this outlet is good for me because I can let out my emotions, right, Luke? Because all day it would be stewing. I'd be like texting you angrily, but I wouldn't be able to get it out. You know what I'm saying? And I got it out. So I go back in the house and I'm like, oh, guys, you don't understand. That felt so good. I feel okay. Like, I'm all right. Napoli lost to Spezia, but I'm okay. It's just a thank you for letting me go do this. This is such a great thing. And Allie's looking at me and she's like,
you want to see what's going on TV right now?
She's like, that's nice. The country's under attack. And I said, what?
Yeah.
And it was like, from like, oh, you know, I'm good to like,
no, But Ralph, I wasn't good. I went from being upset from the game that I just clicked it right off, and I just went right to it. Like it just came on to the new. I guess all the channels were showing it. No. So I went from soccer being upset to seeing this insurrection, and I was like, wait, it just made me double upset. And then seeing that idiot with the Inter jersey, I made me even more upset.
Yeah, that was messed up. That was messed up. Shout out to Quentin. Shout out to Quentin.
Yeah,
do that. Yeah.
Super off topic, but today's my cugina's birthday. She is 34. Bon compleanno, cugina. Well,
The significance of this is she was born on the same day as the first Scudetto. So have extra happy birthday to you.
Extra.
Also,
I believe today is Frank Sidekick's birthday because he said that he's born on the day of the first Scudetto.
All right.
So that's happy cool. Happy birthday to Frank Sidekick. Happy birthday. I think that's it. Luca, we wanted to talk to you about Mourinho, but I think we're at an hour and 20.
I'm happy he's in Italy. That's all I got to say. I'm happy.
Yeah, it's only good for the league. It's only good for, you know, even if you fire Pirlo and bring Zidane in, you know, it'll be good because you got big coaches, Conte, Mourinho.
Hopefully Allegri can get a gig.
Maybe Allegri can get a gig back. It would be really good.
It's going to be battle of the coaches next year, I feel like, right? Oh, yeah. It's going to be special. And Sadi is moving up.
Well, the thing is
Tara Barone. Happy birthday, Tara. We love you.
Oh, Tara Barone.
Tara, happy birthday.
What were you going to say?
Thanks for having me on. A pleasure. It was great being on.
Yeah, because thank you for coming on.
Forza Italia.
Forza Italia.
Forza Italia and Forza Napoli sempre.
So much.
Forza Napoli
guys.
Sempre. Guys, let's get a Forza Napoli. Let's do it. JC, Philippines for Napoli. Look at that.
Yeah, JC.
Yeah, baby.
What's up? Oh, that's Janice, I think.
Is that Janice?
I think this is just Janice. Joe, JC is Janice? Yes? Hello, Janice. Rafa, I'm going to pitch it to you, but Janice, huge fan of Napoli now. Wants to do a little something,
yeah,
for the Philippines. And I have a mock video I did. I'm gonna show you later. But who knows? We might be extending these clubs to the Philippines, bro. You know,
beautiful.
So let's get a big Forza Napoli. But yeah, JC Philippines, Daniel. Thank you, brother. Brother
grande, Danny, thanks, grande. Guys.
Thank you,
Matteo. Forza Napoli.
Matteo.
Pasquale Napolitano, Forza Napoli. Peter Scala, thank you again for being here.
Forza Napoli, Sandy.
There you go. With the hat.
Yeah, baby.
Deep down inside.
He's a Napolitano. I get it.
I'm with him. And the dog. Put the dog on camera, bro. It's still a shot. Put him on. We love the dog.
Get Bellina up here.
Jonathan, thank you once again for staying awake, Jonathan.
Oh, Belly.
There he is.
That's Baggio.
This is Baggio.
Cutie with the. There you go.
Robbie Baggio.
Whole family. Kevin D from Texas. How are you, sir?
Nice, Kevin.
What's going on? JC again. Michael Gessati.
Jason.
Southampton, England.
Yes.
Shout out to everybody in Europe staying up for us, man. We love you guys, man. Thank you. Yeah.
You guys got great fans, man.
Oh, they're wonderful. We really love them all.
We really do.
Yeah. Hit up the.
Chris Estrada should be in here too somewhere. Chris, where you at?
Christopher,
are
you still there?
Peter Scala, Juve Merda. Chris Estrada's a good guy. Francesco,
Forza Napoli. If there's anybody driving, don't take your eyes off the road. Forza Napoli sempre. Oh, man. All right, guys, but thank you again.
Salernitana in Serie A. Campania Derby.
Yeah.
Salernitana in Serie A. Confirmed.
And we saw your little banter. We're going to get on you.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy your, 1998 called. They won.
1947 called.
Yeah.
The last time Salernitana and Napoli were in Serie A together, 1940-something. I think it was 1947.
Yep. We're going to get that
one again. This is
going to
be great because this is the last time these two teams played each other in the league was Serie B in the 2000s, and it was a mess. It was an absolute mess. Game caused a three-match ban at the San Paolo. It was an absolute disaster. Luca, you
remember
that. And the fans hate each other, and I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Same.
All right, guys.
Let's get out of here. I heard Lotito has to sell them now, right?
Yes, yes. Lotito
has 30 days to sell. Yeah. Yep.
30 days to sell. We'll definitely talk about that more soon. We'll wrap up here, guys. Again, Luca, thank you so much. Rafa, another great show. It's been
grande
wonderful.
Cugino, grande Ralph. Grande Amici watching. Thank you very much. Thank we'll you see so you much. Soon.
All right, ciao, guys. Forza Napoli sempre. Ciao.
Forza Napoli sempre.
Ciao.